Joshua 11. When King Jabin of Hazor heard of this, he sent to King Jobab of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings who were in the northern hill country, and in the Arabah south of Kinneroth, and in the lowland, and in Naphoth-Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and the west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops, a great army in number like the sand on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings joined their forces and came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua,
"Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will hand over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire."
So Joshua came suddenly upon them with all his fighting force by the waters of Merom and fell upon them. And the Lord handed them over to Israel, who attacked them and chased them as far as Great Sidon and Mizrephoth-Maim, and eastward as far as the valley of Mizpah. They struck them down until they had left no one remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord commanded him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king down with the sword. Before that time, Hazor was the head of all those kingdoms. And they put to the sword all who were in it, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed, and he burned Hazor with fire. And all the towns of those kings and all their kings Joshua took and struck them with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded. But Israel burned none of the towns that stood on mounds except Hazor, which Joshua did burn. All the spoils of these towns and the livestock the Israelites took for their booty. But all the people they struck down with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they did not leave any who breathed. As the Lord had commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country and all the Negev and all the land of Goshen and the lowland and the Arabah and the hill country of Israel and its lowland, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir, as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them down and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a town that made peace with the Israelites except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All were taken in battle. For it was the Lord's doing to harden their hearts, so that they would come against Israel in battle, in order that they might be utterly destroyed and might receive no mercy, but be exterminated just as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time Joshua came and wiped out the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their towns. None of the Anakim was left in the land of the Israelites. Some remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal allotments. And the land had rest from war.